Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing on this really lovely, lovely day of September. Here we're, I would say down in the deep south of Texas, we have definitely crossed the line into autumn. We had what, well, nobody else in the country would call a norther because it just simply lowered the degrees from 96 to 86. but it brought in a whole week of rain, which now has brought the temperatures down into the 70s. And we're having flooding all over this area. Nothing compared to the poor people in the Carolinas who are suffering from the hurricane. And my heart goes out to them because I know firsthand what that's like. And my prayers and blessings are definitely upon them for rescue, assistance, and quick recovery. But in our own way, we are having our own challenges. I almost got landlocked in a little town I went to shop in yesterday that is just 20 miles from here. And on my way back, every road, every highway was flooded. Good thing I was in a Jeep with four-wheel drive, or they would not have allowed me to come home. I would have had to spend my night in a motel in another town. So that gives you an idea that it is pretty bad. And this morning, I got up, and a tree had fallen in front of my car. I guess so much water had soaked into the roots, it just gave way. So people everywhere are having challenges, and I think none of us are exempt. I just give hearty and loving prayers to everyone that we may all be blessed and able to just make light of whatever situation we're in and then move on to our next best moment. Somehow, we're going to be a little challenged today, I'm sorry to say, because I did not have internet service this morning, and I think we've lost it again right now. But I know we have phone service, so I will do my best here to get back on with you. Just give me a moment. I will find my way. Here we are, and I'm back, safe and sound. Okay, we have one person in our queue. I think that's Stormy. So, Stormy, I'm going to open your line. You're on.
Yes, Glenda. I gave my brother, Neil, a blessing yesterday. Found out he's been in the hospital again since Thursday. And I was concerned about him. So I picked up my guitar and let a piece of music come through that I've never played before. And it was definitely a message of hope. And I called him and let him know to have hope that things will get better. And it's also a little booklet that my mother wrote called A Message of Hope. But it was interesting to let my guitar speak some truth to me.
Oh, that's great, Stormy. And, you know, that brings up a very interesting subject. I think there's a music to every soul. And I really believe that in the beginning, there was the music of the Lord. And then every one of us became an instrument in that symphony. And we each have a song. We each have a song to sing. And music can be extremely healing. So I encourage all of you to find your favorite music, whatever it might be. And there's no better music than others. Some does come from, well, I would say a more sacred place, But there's something about all music that the soul relates to. And so thank you for that contribution, Stormy. I always love hearing from you, and I'll remember you in the blessing too.
And yes, my brother Neil to be in the blessing, and also to remember you heard me sing the song Sheila. I introduced that always, that this is her everlasting soul that I sang.
Oh, that's great. That is so great.
Yeah, I mean, that's special, singing someone's soul.
Yes, it is. It is. And, you know, I don't usually have an opportunity to mention that, but it's true. And very often in prayer and meditation, the angels will give me just a little stretch of a song, and I know it's meant just for me.
Yeah. Along to the next caller.
Christine. Okay. I see Christine is on the phone. Hi, Christine. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to really thank you and the community. I've been on an unusual journey since February with my immune system. I started getting bitten by mites, and through research, I found out that they usually bite someone with a compromised immune system that's usually a woman and older. So at first I was going after the mites, and then when I found that out, I decided, well, I needed to heal my immune system. And everything has been provided for me. But I have to say, I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and to have a blood run done on my immune system, and of course he was very condescending, but anyway, it came back normal. So I said, God, there's got to be something in my immune system that's going on, and you got to be my doctor and the Holy Spirit. And so the next day I was driving, and it just blared in my head, Candida. And so I thought, well, that makes sense. So I sat down with my pendulum, and the Holy Spirit gave me a whole diet to follow. That was 2 weeks ago. And I was doing that. And so last Sunday on your call, when the young man mentioned turpentine, that struck a chord with me, because I remember my mother, who is 93 now, told me when she was a little girl, her mother made her gargle with turpentine. And at the time I thought, was Grandma nuts? You know, I just couldn't fathom that. But after I got off the call, I researched it. And here's the first thing that happened. I put in, because I didn't catch the doctor's name on the call, and so I put in healing with turpentine. And the first line that came up on the website was a self-test saliva test that you can take at home to test for candida. And so you take a glass of water and you spit in it, and in the morning, if there's little threads coming down from it, you have it. If the top spit does not sink in any way, you don't have it. So I spit in it, and I had globs coming down. So that was a confirmation to me that what I was given was absolutely true. And then I went further down the web page, and I found Dr. Jennifer Daniels' turpentine cure. And this woman is amazing, but I won't go into that for time's sake. But she has a protocol on her site to cure candida with turpentine. And I just will say, and I started it, you have to do the protocol, because she said with candida, you have to be hydrated and you have to build your immune up a little bit. So she gives you vitamins and a diet to follow. Now, her diet is just a little bit less strict than the diet that Spirit put me on. It includes potatoes and squash, and I could have no starches in the beginning. But I now realize why. They knew this was going to come to me, and they really put me on a strict diet. But no sugar, no meat, no nothing. No anything starchy, nothing. No dairy. And so I started the protocol, and I'm on it right now. But you can't just take it. You take a teaspoon with three teaspoons of sugar, and you don't cover all the sugar, because she said when you finally get, there's five steps, and when you get to the fifth step, you take this tablespoon of turpentine and sugar, and you chase it with water, and she said the candida just, the sugars that's not covered with the turpentine is the bait. But she said as soon as they realize that's in your system, they will head for the door, no matter if it's your eyes, your mouth, or whatever. So she said it's very important that you follow the protocol to get hydrated, and you have to empty the lower intestine so that you don't have dire circumstances. She said it'll come out your colon that way. The woman is just fabulous. She's got a radio program. She has all kinds of information on her site, just all kinds of information.
So would you send me a link? I would appreciate it, and I'll share it.
Okay. I'll tell you what it is. It's VitalityCaps.com.
VitalityCaps?
VitalityCaps? Yes, CAPS.com.
Okay.
And that's her site. And so I will report, and I'll probably put it on the Blessing Call Facebook, My Progress.
Great.
So
great.
If anybody wants to go on there and kind of see my progress, I will do that. But turpentine is not a chemical. What it is, the oil of the spruce tree, and they call it gum spirits. Mm-hmm. And it can be used to take pain off, but it's, And she said that this goes back to the 1800s. That's what their medicine
was. It does. But you have to, everybody, you have to remember that today, even the best of things can be industrially refined, and things that you should not put in your body may be there.
Now, this is where I will tell you. This is the final of my story. In Georgia, there is a company that they tap the spruce trees, and they have the turpentine, and they have a site too, and it's called Diamond Company. Diamond.
Okay.
But it's Diamond, and they guarantee it to be 100% pure. They sell it in liquid, they sell it in all different, ways. And you can go on their site and you can see about it. But it's right here in Georgia. And from what I could get on research, it's the best there is. Some people do go to Home Depot and look for 100% gum spirits, and she said they've been doing that for a long time. But this company is renowned for being the purest and the best.
Okay, I've got that written down. And the other one, the woman's site is again
VitalityCaps.com.
Vitality. Okay.
And her name is Dr. Jennifer. She is a medical doctor. She graduated from Harvard, and she left because she didn't like what they were wanting her to do. So she now has her own practice, and she's very, very something else. So,
I look forward to getting to know her. We do need to move on though, Christine.
I know
there are people on the call that have been blessed by what you said. So thank you so much.
And I'd like a blessing for my healing.
Oh, absolutely. You are on my list. And we're going to open the line for Tony. Hi, Tony. Tony, you're on. You may have to open your phone, but you are our line.
Hi, yes. Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I had to unmute. Hi. Yeah, I think it's very interesting. The last week and this week, we've got a lot of energy around, the theme of related to turpentine. I think that's very interesting.
Yes. Because isn't that?
It is. Well, one of the things Judy and I got aware of is a doctor called Dr. Gundry. I think Stephen Gundry.
Oh, yes. Dr. Gundry is awesome. I know about him. He's great.
Well, he's shares a lot, and he developed something that's very supportive for gut flora, which is really related to a lot of what everybody's been talking about related to the benefits of this treatment with the, so this is the stuff that, that would feed your healthy flora. So one of the things, because I've been taking probiotics for a long time, and when I got a hold of his information, he said, well, the probiotics are helpful, but if you don't feed the good bugs, they'll die. Yeah. So a lot of people know about the value of probiotics, but he's talking about the, how to feed them, which they call prebiotics. So the words are a little confusing, but it goes along with this theme. And what he's saying is that it's so important for digestion and for your general overall energy and your health. So we're just we've been alerted to that just because of different issues that we have, and we found this video that he did, and I hadn't heard of him before, so I thought that was fascinating. It can, it connects with the theme that's emerged in the last discussion in the last this week and last week. Very interesting.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead with your thought, and then I have another a blessing request.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say is we've all heard the phrase, I have a gut feeling about this, about so many things. It could be good, could be bad. I've got a gut feeling. Okay. What we, what most of us don't realize is there's actually a brain in our gut. And it comes back from the time when we were a fetus and we were fed through the umbilical cord. And, the vestigial brain in our gut is a brain that our body still relies on for healing. And so when that brain can't work, a lot of our immune system is shut down, not to the degree that it's not functioning, but kind of like when your computer has a virus and it only partially functions, and it sends goofy messages, and it doesn't send the right message. It is so very important to keep your gut healthy. Really, for there have been a lot of doctors who've said that all disease begins in the gut, and there's evidence that that's true. But what most people don't realize is that healing starts there, too, and not so much that your gut does the healing as that it, your body listens to it for information about what to do, because that's the most ancient information system in your body. When you were a fetus, that was the brain your body relied on. It came directly from your mother's placenta, through all the nourishment you took into your body, and it was, and to this day, have you ever noticed, all of you, when you're really worried or anxious or upset about something, you can't eat? Your gut shuts down. You don't want to overload it, because your gut is going, is actually saying, Oh my God, I gotta be clear on this. Well, there's something going on there. It is actually an information center. It still is. I don't care if you are 3 years old or 93 years old. You know, we don't, we still, our body still relies on it. We don't use it for mathematics. You know, we don't use it for balancing our bank account. But we sure do use it for feeling about what's in our bank account. Not to make light of life, but actually, you know, the gut knows. And the interesting thing is that the brain, I'm talking about our analytical brain, doesn't have the ability to cloud your gut. The only thing that can cloud your gut is, well, filth, bad bacteria. contaminations of undigested foods and candida and other things that can impair the functioning of your gut. And so it's a really, really important part of any healing protocol. Anything from curing a cold to healing candida to, well, just about anything. Losing weight.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So between the Holy Spirit and your gut, you'll have some pretty good guidance because your mind's not going to deceive your gut. The only problem is your gut may not be clean.
Yeah.
You got to take care of it. You got to take care of it. So I really do recommend Dr. Gundry. He is excellent, superb. And I'll check into the new doctor that we have, that I have just been recommended. So, speaking of doctors, Dr. Jerome, you are on the line. Hello.
Hello. Grand blessings and light and love and peace and joy and everything for what's happening on the East Coast with the floods and that and how people are being harmed and hurt. And but it's an energy, and we can say a prayer for the higher energy of our special person, Yeshua, to help everybody on the East Coast and for the country and the world and the universe. And thank you for everything you do, and you are a priceless woman of light, compassion, love, peace, and joy.
Oh, thank you, Jerome, and blessings to you. Amen to everything you say.
Way, and then prayers for our family, too, just for our whole family, because that helps us, too. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You are on. You are permanent fixture on my prayer list.
Thank you. You're on my prayer list, too.
So may you live to be 115.
Okay, right along with you as well. Thank you.
You know, there are some doctors now saying that 80 is the new 50.
Well, I'm with 80. I just had a birthday last week. I'm 80 now.
Oh, congratulations.
Well,
okay, so you're now 50 years old.
Okay, love and blessings always for you and for everything you do and for everybody you meet. Okay.
Love and blessings to you, dear Jerome, and to your wife and family and children.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Mara, my dear, you are on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I would like to ditto everything Jerome just said, and Tony and all the rest of the blessing givers that just called in. And I have a special request today. My oldest brother is in the process of transitioning, and he has 11 children and countless grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I've lost track of all of them. But all the same, if they could be the whole family and my brother, they're all very close, meaning spiritually and family-wise. And I'm sure this is going to be both a sad and a very sacred time for them. But I'd like to include them all in the blessings today.
Oh, yes. And what is your brother's name?
Michael.
Lamb. Lamb. Okay. Mm-hmm. Blessings to you, Michael Lamb. And we celebrate your life. And we celebrate more than that, your eternal life. Mm-hmm. And may you have a wonderful family reunion on the other side, and be there waiting the arrival of others as they come.
Thank you, Glenda.
Okay. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
I love you so much.
Thank you. And that goes for you, too. Right back at you.
Okay. All right. We have an anonymous caller from area code. Well, we don't get an area code on that, so you have to know who you are. Oh, well, it's okay. You just have to know who you are. It was anonymous. But you're on. You may have to unmute your phone.
Oh, hi. This is Michael Torrey. I called in a few weeks ago before surgery,
yes,
and I just wanted to give you a call and say thank you so much. I had a very successful surgery, and we're home recovering and so on. So just wanted to say thank you so much and appreciate all your love and guidance, every week and over the years. You're a true blessing to us all. So thank you,
Michael. And your voice sounds so strong. I can tell that you're centered and claiming your power to pull all the bits and pieces back together again.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And it's so nice to hear from
me. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to take it. I see we have an international caller, and it may be Linda in New Zealand. Linda, is that you?
It is. Good morning, Glenda, and blessings to everyone. How are you?
I am doing great. My feet are wet from walking in water. I wish I could walk. I'm going to see if Yeshua can teach me to walk on water. We may have to pretty soon.
Oh, dear. Well, I want to add something in a moment, but talking about water, I do want to ask, at one point you mentioned about some plumbing problems that you ran into, and I hope that those are solved, but if not, do let us know. Maybe we can do a little crowdfunding for you. So I did want to ask, because you never asked us for anything, but is there anything we can help or blessings for that that plumbing problem?
Oh, you are so sweet. Yeah, no, the plumbing problem is still hanging out, and it will, because we have so many more important things. What we're really, really working on right now is we're wanting to expand our international connections and our international blessing call. One thing all of you could do, if you enjoy things like this, is go to Facebook and join our community there. If you like Instagram, go to I think it's all under Glenda Green, but I have inspirational messages and our essential oils, and we're going to do it more and more. We're building up followers, and when we have more followers who know who we are and what we do, we're going to be posting daily blessings there. And we already have one staff member in Africa. We're looking to have a new staff member in India. We want to have a staff member in Europe. And Linda, you might want to join our staff in New Zealand, because it's really important to have people all over the world, because we never know when internet connections go down. And once you go global and people depend on you, it's really important to be there for them. So this is really what we're working on now, is staffing and expanding our work and getting our work out to the world. We're way overdue for our endowment, but the company that will be endowing us calls me every week, and they are more than legitimate. They're actually published in the New York Times as the up and coming company to be doing global work. So this is not a false promise. It's just that global work is still challenging, because just as soon as you get bonds funded in one country, then the banks go down in another country. And it's been a really big learning curve for me. The last year, learning what it takes to be global. But that is our future. Everyone, that is our future. This is what is going to change the problems we're all having locally in our one area, or nationally in our one country, or having limitations of economy in our one country, and wars that people fight because they don't have any other solutions, and criminality where good people commit crimes because they don't have another way to support their family. There are other ways, but they don't have access to the other ways. We have got to reach out. I remember when I was first becoming internet savvy back in the late 90s, and I was having trouble getting our products out around the country and around the world. And I discovered eBay. Well, I discovered that our internet connections got better and better and better. But I also discovered eBay, and I discovered how much we could get our products out. And then I learned what a financial relief eBay was for the small business person who had literally been shut out of economic possibility by large companies that had taken over and given them no voice in the economy. And it changed everything. Really, it did. It changed everything. And then I learned how a small business could actually do business through Amazon, and I found how it served the small business person who could go into Amazon and do business with anybody all over the world. Now, let me tell you what difference that made. In 1997 and 98, we were facing the dreaded Y2K, where the internet was going to be coming down and businesses were going to fail, and we thought that the grid was going to lock and come down on all of us. None of that happened. None of it happened. And I know the reason it didn't is because economically and in terms of communication and business, we all started going global. We found allies all over the world. Now, we're set up nearing the year 2020, 18 years later, coming on 20 years later, well, 20 years later from 1998, we are coming up to the place where everything's going global, and we're not going to have to turn over country governments in order to distribute economy. We're going to do it for ourselves by taking care of each other. We're not going to have to rebel against limited religions, because we're going to do it ourselves by spreading spiritual work. We're going to create facilities for communicating so that people know that the Holy Spirit is working for them and with them to heal disease, to heal distress, to pull people out of ditches and out of conflict. We're going to be becoming a global culture where love is the energy. So we are putting ourselves more, my plumbing is about a $2,000 problem, which means I'm not going to put any money into that, because that would just absorb too much of our money compared to important work we have. But anybody who wants to contribute to this work, we love you for it. And we take anything you, and we will put everything into love. We will put everything into growth. And then as we grow and as we get this foundation, one of the things we do want to do very importantly soon, and it will take a little bit of money, but not a lot of money to do. From the beginning, my beloved husband, in his guidance by the Holy Spirit, wanted to keep Spiritist Church absolutely unsupervised by any government, even including our blessed United States government, because he felt that all religion should be above government. And so he would not allow us to incorporate as a 501c3. Now, as a result of that, we have not been able to offer major tax deductions. Anyone can take a tax deduction for small amounts because you're automatically granted, I think it's up to $3,000. But people can't donate their homes to us, and they can't donate a whole foundation to us because we're just not qualified. But as you can imagine, if we're going to accept this grant, and we are, we're going to be setting up a church, a sister church to Spiritist Church. I'm not sure yet what its name should be, but I'd like to ask for thoughts from all of you. What should we name our church? What should we name it? And it will be a 501c3. And whatever you want to donate, it will be tax deductible. Because we're going to be getting a very large grant. They actually want to do a movie about the work of Yeshua in the world that's been going on for 2,000 years. If you want to learn more about that work, I would highly recommend you read my last book, Way to a Greater Life, because it's about the life of the saints and how he worked through them over the last 2,000 years to keep our planet lifting up. Because God bless our churches. They needed to do what they did. They needed to form a religion because there's a certain part of the human mind that just needs that agenda. But the Holy Spirit is bigger than that. And the Holy Spirit has no boundaries. And the saints knew that. And so running parallel to our churches, the work of the Holy Spirit was going on. And Yeshua was appearing to them. And there are records of his appearance. I'm just one of thousands he appeared to. There's nothing unique about his appearance to me. He might appear to you tomorrow in the grocery store. Who knows? He's available for anyone. And so many people have dreams about him, and they see him in their prayers and meditations. He said, I will be with you always. And he is. So that's just sort of a general synopsis about how you can help us. Bring him more into your life. And I'd love to have your suggestions about a great name for the church that will be running parallel to Spiritist Church. And if you want to make a contribution to get us there, we would love it. If you want to make a contribution to help us become more global, expand our blessing giving, we'd love it. And as we do that, then maybe we'll have some left over for the plumbing. So, Linda, I appreciate your thoughtfulness. You're so kind. And you're so sweet.
That sounds great. And I do look forward. You know that for some time I've been trying to figure out myself how to, you know, sort of leave the work I'm in. And I'd love to get out into the South Pacific and, you know, with the blessing work, et cetera. So let's look forward to that space and prayers for that. Also, just for the gentleman that you're talking about or the company, I know you haven't released specific information about that yet, so prayers, will call him anonymous. So I hope that comes through.
Quickly. Yes, his first name is Bill.
Bill,
that
okay.
I can tell
we'll
you. Yes.
Blessings for that.
And
for Bill,
so blessings for Bill. And we're actually, this is a very, very critical week. Very critical week for the final hurdle being leaped over. And when it's leaped over, I assure you, you and everyone else will see fireworks, emblems,
right.
in messages from me. Okay.
All that, because that's lovely. We'll really, really look forward to that.
But you know,
and I know we've
but you know, I want to say this, Linda, because I don't want to voice any of this with complaint. Because sometimes the hardships we go through are a necessary part of our growth. Sometimes if we have affluence too soon, we don't have the foundation to put it on. And knowing that the affluence was out there and coming was a great light on the horizon that gave us the strength to plant our feet on the ground. And like trees, we have grown deep roots. And now we're just waiting for the branches to shoot out and reach to the stars.
Oh, well, that's great. I look forward to that. And just to add one thing before we go, to the overall gut flora and research and everything else, just hoping things go that way. It seems progressively there's a lot of issues. I know that my son and I both have had recent screens for problems. I've had chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia for years, and he's on the autistic spectrum. And all I can say is that if anyone can afford to have individual analysis, you know, like a stool analysis, it's so vital, because there was such a large difference in what was happening with us, and the protocol is so very, very specific. For instance, he had like a strep infection that was out of control and systemic. So, and mine was different again. And so I just want to say, if anyone is really suffering from those immune type things and they want to look into that, it's well worth it. And so just blessings to all those in that circumstance, and also for the research and the findings of what they're finding out. So amen to that.
Thank you, and amen to that and everything you've contributed, Linda. And you and your son are on our blessing list. You know, we we're at 3:45, and dear Stormy, I'm going to take your call, but let's make it very quick, okay?
The seraphim are the angels who sing holy, holy, holy through all of eternity.
Yes. Yes. Okay, we'll remember that, Stormy, and carry that into our blessing. So let's all get started. Let's all get ready. Be comfortable in your chair, wherever you are. Blessing givers, stand with me and be ready. We will be offering blessings to all that have asked and all the loved ones of those who have asked and all the earth, and in a very special way to those going through the very trying times of the hurricane in the Carolinas. I relate to them with all my heart and soul, and pray that all of their assistance and rescue and needs will be met. We thank you for your faith. All of you, your faith makes a difference. It not only makes you whole, but it contributes to the wholeness of everyone else. So I'm going to start with my prayer to Yeshua, and then we will, I'm going to put us on mute so we don't have that background noise. See if I can get the controls up here. Okay. Now I'm going to start my prayer to Yeshua, and as soon as I'm finished, you begin your prayer, and let it be whatever is in your heart, whatever comes up. The first thing will obviously be the thing you want to either praise or give gratitude or seek help from. Pray from your faith. Pray from your desire. Pray from your love, most of all. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us always, in our joy and in our need, in our hope, in our glory. We thank you just for you, that you came to show us what was possible for humanity. And we're struggling. We're human, not yet seeing the divine seed that was planted in us. And we know that you use the parable of the seed, hoping that by learning about the seeds in life, we will discover that inside us is also a seed that needs to be cultivated. And that's what we lay on the altar of your heart, your divine heart right now. That seed, that sacred seed within us, that you may bless it and the Holy Spirit may fill it. And from there, our body may be nourished and our life, and we may become a blessing into the world. So we surrender. We surrender to you our simple humility, our need, our desire, our humanness, our love. And we know that you know our needs. So we just ask that you help us through everything and that you be for everyone who is on our list and those who ask for blessings and all those who are not here to ask but would have if they could be, with the children and the lonely, those who are hurting and in conflict, depressed and feeling forgotten. Help them to know that they are part of the oneness of our family. Through your love, amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has now been given. The gift is complete. It's now for you to go and receive your gift. So just relax. Go and rest for at least 7 minutes and don't think about anything. Just receive and be a blank slate upon which the energy of love can write its good work. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next time.